Welcome to this podcast from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, exploring aspects of our life and witness at this time.
Hello and welcome back to another podcast episode from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. I'm Neil Harrison, and this episode is being recorded at PCI's church planting conference called A Time to Plant, taking place in Dundalk. Open to all within PCI with an interest in church planting, the conference was attended by around 100 people. The keynote speaker was Scotty Smith from Nashville, Tennessee, and the conference also included worship, breakout sessions, and a panel discussion. In this episode, we want to capture as much of the energy and the enthusiasm and spirit of the day for listeners who were unable to be here. So throughout this episode, there'll be some short reflections from a few individuals, as well as an interview with Scotty Smith and Tom Gillam, who is the co-convener of PCI's church planting panel, who have organized today's conference. So let's begin by hearing some feedback from today's delegates.
Hi, so my name is James. I came this morning and today to really understand what's going on in PCI and see what's happening in terms of church planting. I think that I've been involved as a youth worker in Donabay and Maynooth, who are recent church plants, and I think it's really great to see those sort of things happening, and so I was curious to see what the conversations would be around that and what people are interested in. I think something that stood out to me is that the number of people that are here is really encouraging, and it's great to see that there are people wanting to look at this, whether on their own or as churches. And I think that hopefully the pandemic and everything has maybe freshened up some people's ideas, and I think that's coming out in the questions people are asking and the conversations they're having.
I'm Dorothy Armstrong. I'm an elder in Lucan Presbyterian Church. I came today because I was out walking and praying with the Lord, and as I was praying, that little still voice I've learned to hear said to me, you know, what's in your hands, Dorothy? What's in your hands? And I started to wonder what that was about. And then I'd seen the advert for this conference. And then I was at church one Sunday, actually up north in my husband's church up north, his family church. And the preacher was saying, you know, It's all very well having the Lord for yourself and having that joy, but that's really not what it's about. And we need to be thinking of reaching out to other people. So I was saying to the Lord, well, should I be going to this plant? That seems very weird, as what would I have to offer? And then when I got back to my mother-in-law's house, she had the Presbyterian Herald, and open on the page was the conference again. So I thought, okay, I best go. And then when I came, one thing that has stood out to me was, as I was sitting in the groups, a lot of people had heard the same thing. The same words, what's in your hands, had come up, and it wasn't just me. So I don't really know why I'm here, but that's what I've learned, and it's just a blessing to be with other people who love the Lord. And so it's a beginning. Who knows? Who knows what the next steps are?
My name's Brian, and I've come to the conference today as part of Grace and Hope Community Church, which has just started in the last few months in North Belfast. And it's an area of great need, and we're so pleased to be serving there. But I think one of the things today that has really stood out to me is the whole family coming together of the church and realizing that church planting is so important in this modern day, and that so many people can be drawn to church plants where they might not come to our traditional churches. The speakers have been very good and have really learned a lot about church planting, and I hope we can use it in our church where our pastor Peter has been leading us in a tremendous way in the last few weeks.
At the end of a very full day conference, I'm joined by Scotty Smith and Tom Gillam to hear their initial reflections from today. Thanks to both of you for taking time for this conversation. So to get things started, can I ask you to introduce yourself, Scotty, and share your experience of church planting, both in the US and also your involvement here in Ireland?
Thank you, Neil. I will labor to be brief, as I know nothing about the economy of words. But briefly, my spiritual father, Jack Miller, challenged me into church planting out of a background that required me really coming to love the Church of Jesus. I loved Jesus before his church. And Jack was a great church planter visionary, and fortunately, when I planted my first church, he coached me for 10 years, and that meant all the prayer, all the wisdom I would need. Went on to plant a church that I pastored in Franklin, Tennessee for 26 years, and then moved on to the staff of one of our daughter churches as teacher in residence, teacher and learner in residence now, and we have multiplied, oh my goodness, 5 daughter churches and 10 granddaughter churches. So church planting is in my blood because the gospel's in my lungs, and Jack Miller was my spiritual father. Quickly about Ireland. had the joy of being invited to preach Port Stewart Keswick several years ago. And always wanted to come to Ireland, and the Lord made that possible. And through that time, met so many people in the South and in Northern Ireland that have captured my heart and what the Lord is doing right now in this incredible place, raising up leaders like we got to be with today. It was amazing.
Tom, why don't you introduce yourself and your experience in church planting in Ireland and your role here today as part of this conference?
Sure. I came to Ireland in 2003 after many years working in the corporate world, and I had a chance to be an elder in two different church plants around America. And even before that, my wife and I were at Redeemer Presbyterian, which is Tim Keller's church, the very first two summers it was going in New York City. And that gave us a vision for really creating something out of nothing. So we came to Ireland in 2003 to work with an American mission organization that was committing to support the work of Irish church leaders. And really, in the providence of God, we ended up connecting with an Irish guy because his son and my youngest son were starting school 2 days later, and they were in first class, second class, basically all the way through finishing up their final year of secondary school together. And so we were a part of that, this new church in Maynooth. We've been there for almost 19 years now. I'm an elder there and helped to lead worship. And we have just seen God do amazing things in that place, Ireland's only university town. In terms of the church planting panel, that's something that I've been working at with my co-convener, Marty McNeely, for about 4 or 5 years now. And what we're trying to do is to really cultivate a movement of church planting among people in our denomination.
Scotty, it's been really great to have you with us today, and you've shared some encouragements from Paul's letter to the Ephesians with the message that now is the perfect time to plant. Do you want to briefly summarize some of the key points of your message for our listeners?
I love the title of the conference, Now is the Time to Plant, because that phrase covers the entire history of redemption, quite honestly. But many times we're slow to realize here is the joy of our Heavenly Father, which before the world determined to save a people, shape them in terms of a universal family, but focusing them in local communities of the church. And so today we were looking at how the Apostle Paul, as a consummate church planter, we saw his heart for the gospel, his heart for the fullness of history, that is our Father's commitment one day to fill the earth with his glory, and to use the local church as a primary show and tell of that great story. So that's kind of what we were looking at today, blasting our hearts with the gospel, with the story of God, and with the centrality of the church.
Thanks for that very quick summary as well. And I also love that little show and tell phrase as an image of the church. So thank you for your involvement and input today. Tom, do you want to share one or two highlights from today's conference that have encouraged you?
I think the thing that really brought me to tears today was I resonated with everything that Scotty said, but when our moderator, David Bruce, got up at the end, I realized that we're here today basically because of the fruits of probably 15 years of his effort and of working behind the scenes and investing in some early church plants of the denomination. And as he brought it all together and he just reminded us, as Scotty did, that this is God's work. This is totally God's work, and we were created to be a part of it with him. It just brought me to tears today, and I was it was the culmination of everything that we've worked at for 3 years in bringing this conference about.
Yeah, it has been a real encouragement, and actually even just some of the very initial immediate reflections of people who have been here today have all been very encouraging and uplifted. Scotty, in your preparations for the conference and your experience of being present here today, what is your sense of where God is leading our denomination at this time?
I almost broke out into the laughter of Sarah. You remember Sarah laughed at her own unbelief. I'm not sure what I was expecting, but to go into that room with kind of a late end of several travel challenges and to see that room full and to see the energy and standing up there to preach the gospel to hearts that are hungry, I think to me it was like, this was more than I could have anticipated. Look at the cross-pollinating. Look at the break chatter, people lingering. look at what percentage stayed to the very end. Now, that's always an indication, you know. And after lunch, there's the gift of nap settles in, but everybody stayed present. It was amazing. I'm so encouraged.
Yeah, I think that's my sense from the day as well. Tom, you've mentioned already this conference has been in the planning stages for almost 3 years. The COVID interruption has mean it has taken us this long to get to this point. But what happens now? How do you hope that to continue and widen the planting conversation across the denomination? What would you want to say to those who attended A Time to Plant today?
It was funny in that one of our young church planters today said, I really wish I'd had this 3 years ago. And you have to start somewhere. And so today was a start. And I really think it was a great start. The flame has already been lit, but we need to really fan it into a roaring fire and a church planting movement. We don't have a movement in the PCI of church planting, but that's what I want to see. And I think our panel is a part of that. We want to follow up with people today, and we're committed to do that. God is raising up individuals to plant churches. He's calling them, but he's also raising up teams from local churches who are thinking about, hey, we've got an area that's been on our minds for a while. It's kind of in our sights. How can we see something happen there? We want to work with both of those kinds of groups, an individual sense of call and the churches, pastors, the elders who say, we want to be about this and be a springboard for something happening in our local area.
Thanks, Thomas. Really great, I think, just to hear that there is a what next, that there is people who are going to be having these conversations and thinking about how we continue some of the momentum that has been here today. And thanks, Scotty, as well, just for your encouraging words today that I think really spoke into people's hearts and really kind of captured that sense of why we need to be planting churches. So thank you both for your wisdom and insight. We're conscious that PCI, I mean, we do have a long and rich history of church planting, but it is recognized that there hasn't been that kind of momentum in planting in recent years. And so there's a need to re-envision the denomination, I guess, and raise the profile.
Yeah, and we need planting to do things differently than they were being done 30 or 40 years ago. That was fit for purpose then. We have a new model for today.
Yeah. And so we want those individuals, as you've already noted, and we want those congregations who feel called to church plant to feel encouraged and affirmed in what God is doing in their hearts and lives. Before we finish by hearing from a few more attendees of the conference, let me remind you to keep an eye on PCI social media channels where you can be kept up to date with what's going on across the denomination. And if you'd like to be kept informed further about church planting within PCI, then please email mission@presbyterianireland.org. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Molly Fletcher, and I serve at Valbergen Church, and I get to be here serving for a couple years alongside of Josh to be an encouragement to the community and to help with church planting in general. One thing that stood out to me today is just the importance of our union with Christ in the face of church planting. As it can be isolating, it's important that we remain grounded in our relationship with Jesus and that we get to do all of our work as an outflow of that.
Yeah, my name is Derek French, and I work in Bilbao in northern Spain in church planting. The reason that I've come here is basically to obviously learn more about church planting here and also to know about what other ministers are experiencing here in Ireland as a whole. But one thing that stood out to me so far in this conference has been the title, Journey into Church Planting. And for me, I always look at church planting as a long journey, not a short journey. And just hearing others and their experience as they journey into church planting in Ireland. Yeah.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. Thanks for joining us.